Hello, my friends. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and are looking forward to a brand new year. I know I am. And today, I'm up in northern Wisconsin. My family is skiing. And I am sitting in a heated truck right now, sending you this evotion. I may have the better end of that. It's about 10 degrees outside. Anyways, I wanted to say I had a thought that I'd love to carry with us into the new year, and that is, how much more are we willing to give than what's expected of us? And I was really thinking about Jesus coming to earth, being born as a baby, living on earth, and dying on the cross for our sins. If I understand scripture correctly, I believe that what he had to do to save us from our sins was come as a perfect God in the flesh without sin and to shed his blood, to die on the cross, and to rise again from the dead. I believe that is what was required of him in order for us to put our faith in him and trust him for salvation, to live with him eternally. I don't know why he decided to stay 33 years. Could he have finished his requirement at the age of 10 or 12 or 15? And literally that question has stayed with me for many, many years. Why 33 years? And one thing that I am amazed by is the amount of love Jesus came with. What he was willing to do above what was required of him. He decided to come into the worst circumstances at one of the lowest points in history and one of the lowest areas of the globe, financially, culturally, to a poor couple who at the day of his birth didn't even have a hotel room to be in. He chose the worst of every circumstance, I believe, to show us that he understood us no matter where we were at. He stayed 33 years to be tempted or tested in all points as we are, yet without sin, to show us how to live the Christian life through the fullness of the Holy Spirit, always being connected to God the Father in prayer, which we ourselves can do. We cannot be without sin, but we can live the life on earth that he lived in, always being connected to God in prayer and always being led by the Spirit and always submitting to God while we live on earth. He showed us how to live. He even threw off his godness to come to earth. He had to learn how to eat real foods like a baby would, to walk, to be potty trained. He had to learn how to write. He had to learn how to read. He had to learn all of the things that a human child would need to learn physically. He decided to do that, even though he created the entire universe. That is so much extra than what he had to do to save us from our sin, just so he could understand humanity more fully by living amongst us. That is so much more. That is so much above. He grew in wisdom. He grew in favor with God and man. He grew in stature. Luke chapter 2 tells us. That means God himself decided to take on human form and have to go through all the things that humans go through to completely understand what it's like to live as a human in a sinful world. It's amazing and mind-blowing to me. And it makes me wonder, how much am I willing to show up for my own life? To give more than what's required of me as a wife? To respect more than what God asked me to do for my husband? To love more what God asked me to do, to love others? To give more as a mom, more as a friend? Jesus did not give the minimum requirement, which was so much. God coming to earth to die for man. We could never get over that. It's so amazingly huge, but it was our only hope. And instead of that, he took the time to know us, to comprehend us, to go through all of the yucky stuff that humans go through, the neglect, the loneliness, the misunderstanding. He decided to go through all of that. He chose the worst possible way to be murdered, not a quick death. He always chose to do more, always chose that for us. Now, as God, He is sitting in heaven interceding for us with His Father. He doesn't have to do that. He does it because He's love. What in 2022 could we do more than what we're doing now? How could we show up as our Sunday school, as a Sunday school teacher, in a way that's more than what's required of us in the 30 minutes we have to teach on a Sunday morning? How could we bring more to our classes? How could we think through and do more for our Sunday school students by praying for them and doing things that their age group would love? How can we decorate our classroom more and bring treats and ask them about their lives and understand what it's like to be their age by studying and researching and talking to them? Can we show up more than what we have been showing up this year? Can 2022 be a year of being all in, of living the way Christ lived on earth by always doing more than what's required or expected? You know, Disney World, there's a lot to be said and opinions about Disney and Disney World. I totally understand that. I'm not talking about their philosophies or whatever. I'm talking about the way they run their business. When you go to Disney World or Disneyland, or if you hear about people that have been there, you know that the moment you pull up into that parking lot, everything is well done. Every staff member is trained to be so much more for the clients than the average company would be. And that is the huge success of Disney over the years. But as Christians, shouldn't that be said of us? Shouldn't our churches look like the very, very best? Shouldn't our homes, and I don't mean spending money, but shouldn't our homes look like Christians care the most about their life and about who they're representing so much more than Disney? And I just want to show up for my life and give more. Jesus threw off omniscience to understand what humans feel and think. For 33 years he did that. And then he picked it back up again. We can sacrifice more for those in our lives so that we can understand them, be with them, give more time. Let's renew ourselves to not make 2022 about us and our own personal goals only, but what can we do more than what we have been doing to love others? Because we walk in love. Loving God is loving others. Have a wonderful week and Happy New Year, friends.